He used to give me roses. I wish he could again. But that was on the outside. And things were different then. We built our world together with a love so clear and strong. But that was on the outside. Where did I go wrong? On the inside, the sun.
Oh, has everyone got the cigarette lighters? If I had one, I would be waving it. That is the prisoner theme on the inside by Lynn Hamilton. And that is to introduce the theme for tonight's history quiz, which is famous prisoners. And strangely, even though I haven't asked question one, Matthew in Far North Sweden has SMS'd the correct answer. Very well done, Matthew. Let me give you all question one and then you can decide if you would like to play tonight. Question one in our famous prisoners history quiz is as follows. Who was kept as a political prisoner on Robben Island for 27 years before being freed in February 1990? Who was that? If you know, 1-300-800-222 to play our prisoner-themed history quiz tonight.
The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
Vicky in Lara, good evening.
Good evening, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good. You sound very chirpy there, Vicky.
I am. Yes, I am.
Excellent. Yeah. All right.
Before we go ahead, do you know how Robbie, the guy that used to ring up on Friday nights, do you know how he's going?
Oh, Robert.
Yes.
Look, all I know is that wherever he's living at the moment, he doesn't have access to a phone very much. Do you remember a few months ago, he said he'd snuck a phone on a Friday night and given us a call? He was very pleased with himself.
I must have missed it.
Yeah. So we haven't had a chance to speak to him as often as we used to, which is a shame because it was great when we had our regular Friday night chats with Robert, wasn't I? It was lovely following all his progress. But
I wonder what he's doing now.
I do too. It's a funny thing, Vicky. We have so many people come and go who endear themselves to the audience and we all feel like we know them. And then often they stop calling and we're all left to think, whatever happened to, aren't we?
Yeah, we do.
Mm. Anyway, Vicky. Question one in our prisoner-themed history quiz tonight. Who was kept as a political prisoner on Robben Island for 27 years before being freed in February 1990?
Let me think about this one. Let me think. I thought it was going way back to the Kelly gang I was thinking of.
Ah, no. Well, you don't know if a question about the Kelly gang is going to come up, but not this one.
Okay.
All right. I might let you go then, Vicky. In other dispatches from people's everyday lives, Dave from Yarrawonga says, we had curried sausages for tea tonight. They were delicious. You should try it. Very well. Yes, someone else is very keen to know what's happened to Brian from the Brian's around. Brian hasn't rung for a little while, but it wasn't too long ago that we had a chat with Brian. Brian from The Gap, if you're listening, you're always missed. Please do give us a call. Gordon in Ballina. Hi, Gordon.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Gordon, who was kept as a political prisoner on Robben Island for 27 years before being freed in February 1990?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela is correct. Plenty of people had that one on the SMS. So let me mention M from Mortlake, Lorella, Faye in Whitsunday, Fred from Caulfield, Carol and Robin and Ed in Perth and quite a few more. All right, Gordon, question two. American basketball star Brittany Griner was kept prisoner in which country in 2022 after being detained for possession of cannabis oil?
Oh, boy. Thailand?
I know Thailand is the kind of place you might be kept prisoner for drug offences, but it was not Thailand.
No.
Thanks, Gordon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Let's see. Trev in Surfers. G'day, Trev.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Brittany Griner, the American basketball star. She was kept prisoner in which country in 2022 after being detained for possession of cannabis oil?
It's about 3 or 4 years ago.
Darren's got it on the SMS.
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to think about where people do get arrested for such things. And being a basketballer, I'm just going to pull one out and say Japan.
It's not Japan, no.
And all these questions that I thought I knew the answers to.
You'll probably know the rest of them.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the way it works. I'm going to have 8 in a row and nobody's going to hear me.
And not even a black magnet to show that you knew.
Never mind. Life is long.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Trev. We will definitely have a chance to speak to you again. Amy knows. Robert in Denver's got this one too. Steve-O in the Adelaide Hills. Steve-O. Oh, something's going wrong. Your button won't press. Oh, there you are.
Yo, yo. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
That's good. I've got a couple of guesses. I'm not 100% sure. And so can I just give a shout-out to Jeffrey Orr and to my Uncle John if they're listening?
You can.
And can I say I'm tossing up between North Korea and Russia. I've got a feeling it's somewhere in that area. So I'll go North Korea.
Oh, Steve-O.
Bye.
Bye. Ross says, when I grow up, I want to be as delightfully recalcitrant as Brian from The Gap. But right now I'm too sad because my dog died on Tuesday. Oh, Ross, I'm sorry to hear that. I love the use of the word recalcitrant. We haven't had that in the public discourse for a while. Who was it that Paul Keating called recalcitrant? It was the Prime Minister of Malaysia at some point, wasn't it? Okay. Noel from Broadwater. Hello, Noel.
Hello, Suzanne.
All right. It's not Thailand. It's not Japan. It's not North Korea.
That poor guy's going to kick himself because it is Russia.
It is Russia. That's right. That's where American basketball star Brittany Griner was held prisoner after being detained for possession of cannabis oil. You ready for question three?
I hope so.
Which Australian doctor was taken prisoner by the Japanese in Java in 1942 and became renowned for his work helping other prisoners after he was transferred to the Thai-Burma Railway?
I can only think of Weary Dunlop. I don't know his first name.
Weary Dunlop is correct. Yes, Edward, Sir Edward Weary Dunlop, in fact. Question four, Noel. I am after the English Queen, who was imprisoned by her own husband for 15 years for her role in the Great Revolt of 1173.
I was going to say Elizabeth, but I'm not sure if she was ever actually married, but I'll say Elizabeth I.
It's not Elizabeth I, no.
Good night, Suzanne.
Good night. We need to go a little earlier than Elizabeth I's time. Good morning from Matty and Zach, normally in St. Moritz, Switzerland, but currently in New Zealand during our snow season break. Did the Milford track during the week, now listening to the quiz in Invercargill on the South Island of this beautiful country. G'day, Matty and Zach. I remember I went to Invercargill once in the middle of summer and I believe it was snowing. Very colourful houses there. Am I right, Matty and Zach? I mean, that's a memory from a long, long time ago. It is one of my theories that the colder the country you're in, the more colourful the houses tend to be. perhaps as a way of cheering everyone up. Jim in Campbelltown, you have the correct answer on this one. Well done. You are a man who knows your medieval queens. Hey, Lek in Borough, good evening.
Hey, Suzanne. So many things going on in my head. As a child, a privileged child, I rode horses over the bridge on the River Kwai.
Did you really?
We had a boot camp near there and took our horses there. And I had no, like a nine-year-old.
Boot camp? No concept. For what? Like an exercise boot camp?
Yeah, well, we, it sounds so convoluted, but as a child, a member of the Bangkok Riding and Polo Club, and
were you living there as a child?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was born.
I thought maybe you went from Australia to a boot camp in Thailand.
No,
that sounded a bit extreme.
Australia is my last thing. No. We trucked horses up there. We took the Thai trains there, and I remember the actual, you know, the iconic bridge. And we rode there on the sand dunes near there. And I, as a 9 and 10 year old, had no idea, you know, the significance of it was as a child until, you know, I reached my mid 20s and 30s. So the other reason I rang you was I wanted to sing, part of Prisoner. I used to come home after school every day and record Prisoner, which I think turned into Cell Block H or something silly.
Look, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe that I never actually watched it. Was that the subtitle?
The roses there. The roses there were prisoners too until morning came around or something. So, anyway, and finished up before moving to Borough as my midlife crisis as a prison officer.
Oh, you've got so many connections to our quiz already tonight, Lek, don't you?
Sorry,
I said you've got so many connections to the quiz tonight.
I know, it's like, oh, you just made the quiz up for Lek and Vera. there was a question.
Question.
I was a prison officer for a few years, and it was the most mind-opening. I was taking myself out of my middle-class white privileged life and learnt so much about it. And there was a reason I rang in, Suzanne. I'm sorry, I sort of half fell asleep.
That's all right. Like, why don't we see if you can answer question four for us, which is, which English queen was imprisoned by her own husband for 15 years for her role in the Great Revolt of 1173?
It wasn't Joan of Arc.
Is that your guess?
Yes, let's say that.
It's not Joan of Arc.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't. Okay.
Thanks, Lek. Let's talk again.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, someone says the TV series Prisoner was called Cell Block H in the UK.
I know. My English family loved it so much, and I used to think, when I became a prison officer, my lovely cousin, who's a sister to me, she used to call me vinegar tits.
Ah, you're all bringing it home. Thank you, Lek. Now, a few people do have the answer to this. Fran in Logan. Janet in Yay. James in Frankston. Cheryl and Faye. And Annette in Perth. And Jane in Homebush. Ed in Perth. Yeah, you all know this. I reckon she is my favourite queen, in fact, this one. Roz in Strathalbyn.
Hey. You've actually got me. I love Helen of Aquitaine, right? Now, she married that French whatever, had two daughters. He got his, oh, God. And she was Richard the Lionheart's mother. And, look, I'm sorry. I just love her.
Well, you and me both, Roz. So just for clarity for the audience, who is the queen?
Oh, Helen of Aquitaine.
Oh, Helen of Aquitaine.
Okay. Well, that was her title. And then she married him. And then he imprisoned her because her children revolted against her. Oh, my stars. I'm going to really stuff this up, aren't I?
Well, you kind of did. Her name's not Helen.
Well, you can call it Eleanor or whatever of Aquitaine.
What are we thinking?
All right. Roz,
you're on it. If you just could give me her proper first name, not Helen.
Ellen. Oh, okay.
Did you say Ellen or Helen?
Ellen.
Spell it for me.
And then she was Helen after that because the British sort of bastardized her name. Okay,
Roz. I'm gonna give it to you. You obviously know all about her. It is Eleanor.
I love her.
Eleanor of Aquitaine. Eleanor of Aquitaine is the answer that we are looking for. Okay, now Roz, question 5. Which Australian spent 5 years in HM Prison Belmarsh between 2019 and 2024?
Now, very pale, very white hair. Now, what's his name? We had WikiLeaks. Julian Assange.
Julian Assange is correct, Roz. Nicely done.
I just had to recall.
No, of course. Question 6. Which perfume was named after a surviving prisoner who'd been held at Ravensbrück Prison during the latter stages of World War II for being part of the French Resistance?
Chanel No. 5.
It is not Chanel No. 5. I'm sorry, no, Roz.
No, that was just a weird stab.
Thank you, Roz. Very nice to talk to you. Mike in Oak Park. Hello.
Hi there. Would have to come to me, wouldn't it, this one?
Oh, you know your perfume, surely, Mike.
Yeah.
Not okay.
No.
What perfumes have you heard of?
Oh, yeah, I thought the Chanel No. 5 was pretty good try, actually.
Well, it's pretty well the most famous perfume there is, isn't there?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Well, if you've heard of it, it must be.
Must be, but I can't think of anything else.
Can't think of any other perfumes? Okay.
No, not at the moment.
Sorry, Mike.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you another time. 1-300-800-222. Did I miss something about Brian, says someone. We were just talking about some of the callers that we would like to call in because we'd like to just be reminded of them and, you know, check in with them and hear from them. And Brian, if you are listening... If Brian was listening, I'm sure he would have called in by now. But Brian, if you are, we really would all love to hear from you collectively. Lorella, you've got the correct answer. Nicely done. Anne in Caulfield. Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm well. Anne, which perfume was named after a surviving prisoner who'd been held at Ravensbrück Prison during the latter stages of World War II for being part of the French Resistance?
Would it be Miss Dior?
It is Miss Dior. That's correct.
Can I just say, regarding prisoner, I thought it was named Cell Block H in America. So maybe it's both America and the UK.
Did prisoner make it to America?
I think so.
Really? That would surprise me.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I'll take
you. I just did watching it. I was glued. I think I was, I don't think I'm the only one.
No, I think you definitely were not the only one. Right. Yes, Miss Dior, named for Catherine Dior, Christian Dior's sister. It was an amazing war hero. After she was released from Ravensbrück in April 1945, she was awarded several medals of honour for her acts in the resistance, most notably the Croix de Guerre, the King's Medal for Courage in the Cause of Freedom, and also the Legion of Honour.
Good honour.
Right. Question 7 in our prisoner-themed history quiz tonight. Where were King Edward V and his brother Prince Richard held prisoner in 1483 before presumably being murdered?
I'm thinking possibly the Tower of London.
The Tower of London is correct. Well done, Anne. You know your prisoners.
Oh, thanks.
Your famous ones. In which country, question eight, in which country has Aung San Suu Kyi been held on and off as a political prisoner since 1989?
Oh, yeah, it's one of the Asian ones. I'm wondering if it's Thailand. I'll just say Thailand because I'm really not sure.
It is not Thailand. And
okay, no worries. Thank you.
Fare thee well. Oh, wow. Okay. Adrian, you're correct. John says, prisoner went to 61 countries. I was in it for 3 years. Well, John, I think you need to ring up and tell us a little bit more about being in prisoner, given that it has become a hot topic of conversation tonight. Wow, there you go. Prisoner alumni listening to a prisoner-themed quiz tonight. Now, who's up next? Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, in which country is Aung San Suu Kyi being held on and off as a political prisoner since 1989?
Is it Burma?
Sort of. Can you give me the new name for it? Because it's not technically... Yes, Myanmar is correct, Karen. Well done. Okay, question nine. Which queen was held prisoner twice, once in 1567 and again in 1586, with her second stint as a prisoner immediately preceding her execution?
Anne Boleyn?
It is not Anne Boleyn.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Thanks, Karen. 1-300-800-222 to be part of our prisoner-themed quiz tonight. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bob, which queen was held prisoner twice, once in 1567 and again in 1586, with her second stint as a prisoner immediately preceding her execution?
Is it Mary, Queen of Scots?
Yes, it was Mary, Queen of Scots.
Did you mention the bridge on River Kwai, on the River Kwai?
Yeah, because we were mentioning the question three was about Edward Weary Dunlop, who was sent to the Thai-Burma Railway.
I wonder whether a lot of people don't realise you get to go and see it, but it's not the bridge that the prisoners built. It was blown up.
Oh, right.
It's a new bridge and it's got monuments to it on both sides. But a lot of people forget that.
Yeah. No, actually, now you say that, Bob, I do remember we did a Bridges-themed history quiz maybe last year, and I did find that out, but I think I'd forgotten again. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
No problem.
Question 10. Which Australian famously spent 9 years in jail at Korobokan Prison in Indonesia between 2005 and 2014?
I was thinking a chap that was a sportsman. He was a red-headed fellow. I probably got it wrong. He was a boxer as well. No, I can't. I'm not going to be able to dredge it up in time.
No, don't worry. You're not dredging up the right memory anyway, Bob, I'm afraid.
Anyway.
Okay. Hey, nice to chat.
Thank you.
Bob. Bye. Anne-Marie in North Ringwood. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Susan.
Hello. We're on question 10 in our prisoner-themed history quiz. Which Australian famously spent 9 years in Korobokan Prison in Indonesia between 2005 and 2014?
Would it be Chappelle Corby?
Yes, Chappelle Corby is the correct answer, Anne-Marie. Or as someone on the text says, the girl with the boogie board. Yes, because she always said that, someone had stuffed the drugs into the boogie board, didn't she?
Yeah, this has been a really interesting quiz.
I'm glad you think so. It turned out when I sat down to write this, there were a lot of famous prisoners that we could write questions about. Okay, now this is one for people who were listening to This Week in History 2 weeks ago. You will know what this was about. Question 11. KGB colonel and master spy Rudolf Abel was famously exchanged by the Americans on the Gleinicki Bridge in Germany in 1962 in return for which US prisoner of the Soviet Union?
Oh, can you repeat that, please?
Yes. KGB colonel and master spy Rudolf Abel was famously exchanged by the Americans on the Gleinicki Bridge in Germany in 1962 in return for which US prisoner of the Soviet Union?
Which prisoner? I don't know if I've heard the question right, and I'm hoping this might help someone else, but I'm thinking it was the American pilot who was shot down.
Have you got a name of a prisoner for me?
Can you tell me if I'm on the right track?
Can you tell me the prisoner's name?
Oh, gosh. Names. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's a long, long time even since I've even heard anything about it.
You obviously weren't listening to This Week in History 2 weeks ago, Anne-Marie.
No, because I think you were away.
No, I did it 2 weeks. Anyway, I don't think the name is coming, is it?
No.
Oh, that is a shame, Anne-Marie. Okay, thank you. Yes, Craig. Yes, Adrian. Yes, Jim. Someone says, was the other guy, Rudolf Abel, a master spy if the Americans had him? Excellent point, indeed. Who else has got it? Noel. What's the text number, says somebody who has texted us. I think you know what the text number is. Pandora in Sapphire Beach. Hello, Pandora.
Hello, Zan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing
well. How's the week been?
It's been good. It's been good. Well, because I took the 2 nights off last night and the night before, because the other producers, Lockie was away this week and so was Rose, who works during the week, I went back to being executive producer for a week. It was lots of fun.
Oh, excellent.
I know.
It's nice multi-skill.
I loved ticking things off on the spreadsheet and all sorts. I love spreadsheets. I'm such an organiser. Such a nerd.
My ultimate nightmare, but that's okay.
Okay, question 11, Pandora. KGB colonel and master spy Rudolf Abel was famously exchanged by the Americans on the Gleinicki Bridge in Germany in 1962 in return for which US prisoner of the Soviet Union?
It was Powers, because I remember that name. Frank Powers?
I'm going to give that to you. It is Francis.
Oh, okay, sorry. Irish is being bad on me.
Although he was also quite well known as Gary. So.
Oh, okay. No, I remember it was the Powers and I thought the F was what we had.
Not Austin Powers, that's for sure. But Gary Powers.
Gary Powers. Okay.
Oh,
also a superpower in his own self.
Yeah. Now, we've got someone saying that my grandfather escaped from 4 prison camps during World War I. Wow.
That's awesome.
Dulman, Hamelin, Seltour and Minden. Which country were they, Ian? I've never heard of any of them. Oh, Adrian also is into spreadsheeting. Excel is great, says Adrian. Yeah. Right. Question 12. Future British Prime Minister Winston Churchill became a prisoner of war during which conflict, Pandora?
I would have to go with the Boer War.
Why did you have to go with that, Pandora?
Because he was in charge of the naval conflict at Gallipoli, so he must have not been a regular soldier. The conflict beforehand might have been when he was just a regular soldier. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And we were talking about the Boer War earlier this evening, so that all fits together. Now, Pandora, question...
I'm sorry, I had to justify my answer. Okay.
No, I was hoping you'd picked it up because I'd said, I think a question on this may come up during our quiz tonight.
Oh, okay. No, sorry, I was not listening. I was mopping my floors. Sorry about that.
Well, yeah. Are they nice and clean now?
They're shiny.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And it's been raining up here for days and days and days, so they'll be shiny for while the dogs are asleep and while all the humans in the house are asleep. And tomorrow?
Not shiny anymore.
No more shine.
Oh, well. You had a few hours. Enjoy them.
I will.
Question.
So sad. I'm sad like my mum.
Question 13. Who can claim to have spent 62 days in prison and also to having appeared in the video clip of John Farnham's You're the Voice?
I know you don't answer questions, but is it Glenn Wheatley?
It is not Glenn Wheatley.
Well, you can see where I came from there.
Yes.
All right, Suzanne, take care.
No, I mean, that works together, but yes. Yes. Thanks, Pandora.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and now we have John from Prisoner. Hello. Hello, John.
Oh, that's funny. You may be disappointed because I had a very small part in it, a small role. Mind you, it did run for 3 years till the very last episode. So we strung it out, you know?
Okay. Now, John, I have never watched Prisoner. I'm really sorry.
Well, I can lie about how big my part was then.
Well, I mean, but the rest of the audience will know because some of them are a little older than me.
No, right.
Yeah,
right.
Which is why I think I didn't watch it. But, John, tell us about the role that you did have.
Yeah, well, I played Officer Green. Officer Green. And the reason I came in, it was kind of strange. They had a very funny storyline. Well, it's funny, I mean odd, that a male prison somewhere, I knew the name once, but I've forgotten, had burnt down. And so these three male prisoners had to come into Wentworth. Now, as if men would come into a female jail as prisoners, just, you know. But in this crazy world of, you know, crazy world of make-believe, that's what happened. So the men came in, and so they didn't have a male officer at that time. They had had them before, but at that moment they didn't have any. So we auditioned for a new male officer, and the men are written in the story for 3 months. So I'm in here for 3 months. So when they're at, when they've gone, their men's prison's been rebuilt, I assume, then I think, well, I'll be out. But next day I look at the call sheet on the green room. Oh, they're still on, Officer Green. Oh, this must be just a slight overlap. And weeks went by, and I never told anybody, do you think you still need me? Perhaps not. So I just I malingered, really, and stayed on, you see.
Did you – what did you do? They kept writing lines for you, though, did they? Or
yeah,
did
they
you?
Did. Okay. No, they did. They did, but I've got to say, in all modesty, they didn't have – I wasn't really – they didn't need me in the plot. I wasn't particular to the plot. The parts I was in could have been any warden. Like I'd be doing this one day and that the other day, and I'd be just, you know, your regular warden doing things. And sometimes I'd have pages of dialogue and I was in a couple of big scenes and fight scenes and things. Other times I'd just be standing there mumbling two or three words. So I wasn't integral to the plot. I was just, so they didn't have to write things for me. Just, oh, give it to Officer Green.
So you didn't get a lot of character development?
No, I didn't. And because the plot was so small, because my part was so small, it was like, well, just leave him in there. You don't have to write him in or out or anything. Like, he's not hurting. He's not doing much good. But just keep him. So I sort of slid under the radar by being this little, you know, a small part person. But it was, look, I learned, because I had done acting before and I've been in little bits and TV shows and films even, but I learned so much from being the regular cast, at least, because you talk to the same people and the wardrobe and makeup the same day and you got to know everyone. And the old cliche, it's like a family, is quite true. Your fellow actors, you really, you know, get on with together. And I must say Maggie Kirkpatrick was my favourite. She played the freak and she was a horrible character. But in real life, she was the kindest one and nice to me and looked after me. And I think because she was so confident in her role, she wasn't threatened or anything. So she just took to me to help the new boy, where some of the others would look a bit askance, like, oh, I wonder what he's going to do, you know what I mean?
And so what happened in the end to poor Officer Green? Did he get written out or did just stopped mumbling in the background?
No, well, the prisoner just came to, like, one day, Maggie Kirkpatrick's character came to her And I had a sorry end. You know, next thing you know, she's in jail herself. That's the sort of irony of it. And but then you assume that, well, life just goes on now. There wasn't any, like the prison didn't blow up or something like number 96 or whatever. It was just, oh, well, that's the end of that chapter. And we assume next day, Officer Green and everyone else and just goes on, I suppose.
So somewhere in an alternate universe, Officer Green is still there.
Well, you know, it is, because I wasn't joking about that. It went about 60 countries, and we were really proud of that at the time, you know. It was translated and dubbed, and so I've been subtitled and dubbed and God knows what, you know.
So what was some of those? Someone said it went to America, did it?
Yeah, it went to America. Now, I think in America it was called Cell Block H, and I think in England it was called Women in Chains, but I could have that round the wrong way.
Right. And what were some of the more obscure countries that Prisoner ended up going to?
Well, you'd imagine it would go to the Netherlands and it would go through Europe. But, you know, it sort of went to Indonesia and Thailand and, you know, weird. You know, you wouldn't think, would you?
No, you wouldn't. So you're there dubbed in Thai somewhere is what you're telling us.
Yeah, I'm a dubbed in Thai and all around the world, and I'm not really a very good actor, so it's quite...
Did you have any other acting jobs that we might recognise you from?
I did study at the National Theatre, and I did. I was in had a few parts in a few movies. I played a gay guy in an Australian movie called The Bit Part. It's an hilarious movie. It's not because I'm in it. My part's quite small. It's an hilarious movie, The Bit Part. And I was in Evil Angels. I actually met Meryl Streep and shook hands with her.
Really?
Absolutely. I thought it was Lindy Chamberlain as she walked towards me. And I thought, oh, it's Lindy probably here to advise. Yeah, that'd be right. And then she got closer. I thought, oh, John, silly, it's Meryl. And I didn't think I'd be introduced to her, but Fred Skepsi, you know, and shook hands and introduced me. And yeah, so it was good. And no, but I'm a radio person. I worked in all the Melbourne commercial stations over all my life and a few others. And I'm okay at radio, honestly.
Do you know what? Jim in Campbelltown says, shame he didn't have more lines. Good voice. And the second I heard you, I thought, oh, yes, that's a professional voice.
Jimmy, I like you. Think so. That doesn't mean you're a good actor just because you've got a good voice. But I'm retired now. I still do a few voiceovers for TV. And yeah, that's right, you know. Pulling the news tonight. That's 7 p.m. tonight on 7.
Now, John, can I give you a quiz question now?
Well, I didn't ring for that, and I'm not there.
Go on. Well, you know, if you know it, you know it, and you can help move it along. Question 13, who can claim to have spent 62 days in prison and also to having appeared in the video clip of John Farnham's You're the Voice?
Oh, yes. How many days in prison, I'm sorry?
62.
Oh, I know, the great train robber. Would that be him? The Biggs.
No.
Not Ronald Biggs, because he worked at Channel 9 as a set dresser, and I was just thinking maybe it was him, you know, for a while. Yeah, he did.
Really?
When he was in Australia before he lambed out and went. And people had realized he was actually working here under an assumed name. I mean, he didn't get caught because he was too close under our noses, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, John, I kind of have to move on, but it's been wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for the stories.
Oh, well, I only rang up to give you the 61 countries. I thought, this is important. You need to know this.
No, we needed to speak to Officer Green, and I'm very glad we did. Oh, dear, wonderful, John. Thank you so much. Now, Kylie and Daisdale, you have been waiting very patiently. Hello.
Oh, look, I've enjoyed it all. I've just thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm on the coast at the moment heading towards Queensland. I went to Sydney yesterday and I saw the Sistine Chapel at St Mary's. It was lovely. How did your son go in the Canberra?
Look, Ray in the Bay also texted to ask, and I said we're not expecting any calls for him to hot foot it to the Tour de France, but we'll keep trying.
Good on you. Good on you. Well, I'm glad back safely. So I will take a rain check as it rains where I am this evening. So I'll give you a call during our next weekend so you have a nice week.
All right. Thanks, Kylie.
You're very welcome. Love. See you soon.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Dave in Perth. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I've only seen one or two people who know the answer to this one, but Ari's got it. Who can claim to have spent 62 days in prison and also to having appeared in the video clip of John Farnham's You're the Voice?
Darren Hinch.
Darren Hinch is correct.
Yes.
He's there at the kitchen table in the video clip, and then he spent quite a bit of time in prison for various naming people he wasn't meant to name and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've forgotten about his prison time, but I just know he's in the clip.
Exactly. Question 14, Dave. Which former US presidential candidate spent 5 years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam after his A-4 Skyhawk was shot down by a surface-to-air missile over Hanoi in 1967?
I can only assume it's the guy who Trump kept bagging out. It's McCain.
Yeah, I'll accept it. John McCain.
Yeah.
Question 15. Who was the sole inmate of Spandau Prison in Germany until his death in 1987?
What was the first part of that question?
Who was the sole inmate of Spandau Prison in Germany until his death in 1987?
Oh, I've got no idea. It's before the Berlin Wall and everything. So political prisoner. I don't know.
Well, I'll let you go then, Dave.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for the daring answer. Let's see. Philip in Cairns. Hello, Philip.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Philip.
That was really good about John. I've actually lost my whole train of thought, and I reckon it was Sadie, the cleaning lady.
Clearly not, Philip.
No, that's it. That's my final gift.
That's it for you. Okay, yes. Let's do this another time. We'll try and keep your thoughts on track. Here is another voice, a voice that's good for radio. Hi, Kim.
Yes, quite good for radio. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
I think it may have been Rudolf Hess.
Rudolf Hess is correct. That's right. Basically, I think a group of Nazis were kept there and everyone, either left or died, and he was left there for years on his own.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Mm. Question 16. Who broke out of gladiatorial prison in 73 AD and led an uprising against the Roman Empire?
Oh, yes, he was crucified in the end. Spartacus.
Spartacus is correct.
Yes. I remember the film. I can picture the actor. I can't recall his name. His son also worked in the films.
Now, Someone is saying to me, Kim, that the man who did the Gogolmobile commercial was also a prison officer in the Prisoner series. Is that the G-O-G-G-O?
Yes. Mm.
I should have asked John while I had him. Anyway.
Well, he put out the call again. He'll ring back.
John, you're right.
He had a good voice.
Yeah, Jim, you can text in. Did you know the guy from the Gorgormobile commercial?
No.
Greta's given me information on him, but she doesn't have information on him being in prisoner. So, right. Question 17. How is the prisoner whose arrest warrant listed him as Eustache Dorga and who was apprehended near Calais in France in July 1669 better known to history?
The only name I can think of was the Count of Monte Cristo.
It was not the Count of Monte Cristo. Thank you, Kim.
At least I got a cover right.
You did indeed, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you, Suzanne. Good night.
Okay, Greta says yes, he was Jock Stewart, prison guard. I wonder how many interactions he had with Officer Green. Ray in Yeranga. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Suzanne.
Ray, how is the prisoner whose arrest warrant listed him as Eustache Dorga and who was apprehended near Calais in France in July 1669, better known to history?
Eustache
Dorga.
Well, he sounds Russian or something, doesn't it?
He was arrested in France.
Yeah, okay.
Any ideas?
No, not really.
No. This might be the hard one of the night, the hardest one.
I think
thanks.
It is pretty hard, yeah. Never.
Thanks, Ray. Oh, you'll know it. When you hear it, you'll say, oh, I've heard of that. You definitely will.
There's been some hard ones. Kim got a couple of good ones.
He see did.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Ray.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Stephen from Penrith knows who it is. Excellent. Now, apparently, GGO man was a corrupt prison officer and prisoner and did awful things. Thank you very much. Gary in Port Arlington.
Hi, Julian.
Hi, Gary. Now, this prisoner is known to history by another name, perhaps not a proper name, but maybe by a nickname, Eustache Dorga. He was apprehended near Calais in France on the 28th of July, 1669.
I won't hold you up. I don't have any idea. But I'll just add that in the clip that Darren was in with, he was sitting across the kitchen table arguing, they were portrayed as an arguing sort of a couple, married couple, and it was Jackie Weaver, which is either his wife or partner at the time.
That's right, yes.
And I happened to be working with him at Channel 7 when he was there, and I did say to him, oh, Darren, are you thinking about taking up a singing career? He said, no, that truly would be a crime. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Oh, look, everyone's got connections. You've worked with Darren, and we had had John who'd met Meryl Streep. It's all happening. It's all happening here tonight. Here's Sarah in Alphington. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Do you have some famous friends to tell us about?
Look, I've just tuned in, so I don't know what's ensued before me, but I'm going to tell you one of the best moments of my life was when someone rang me and just said, I've got free tickets to the prisoner reunion party at the Forum Theatre. Like, and you have to get going in like 30 minutes. Like, I'll be there. And it was so much fun. And one of my friends bought like a literal prisoner outfit from this. Like he just paid a whole lot for a prisoner outfit. And it was, yeah, big time fun.
Oh, so were you a major fan, Sarah?
My parents were a little bit like, oh, this isn't appropriate. But I did sneak a look in every now and then.
Now, here's the question we're on at the moment, 17.
Can I just say two words?
You can.
Vinegar tits.
I really didn't appreciate that at the beginning of this quiz that we would end up saying vinegar tits on air now three times. So, 17, how is the prisoner whose arrest warrant listed him as Eustache Dorga and he was apprehended near Calais in France in July 1669, better known to history? It's not the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yep. Okay. History is not my finest moment. So I'm just going to go, I know this is wrong, but just for a laugh, I'll just go El Chapo.
All right. Definitely not El Chapo, but thank you. Okay. Right. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. Betty in Dapto. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Suzanne.
Betty, have you got any ideas who this prisoner might have been?
No, I can't help you. But I hope Brian's all right.
I do too.
He's been a caller way back when Tony was on.
I think Brian might be one of the few who've been around for about 30 years now.
Yeah, well, Anne used to call and Gaylene used to call. And
and June, of course.
Yes, and June.
Yeah.
And a few other people, but I think they're the only ones now. There was another one, Joanne.
Yes. Joanna,
and she died just when Tony was leaving.
That's right, Joanna with the horse racing tips.
Yes.
Joanna from Redcliffe. Yeah. Now, Betty, I think I'd better move along.
What I would like to ask you before you go, do you know why Casper stopped calling?
No, no, I don't. I think he was taking a little break. I was hoping he'd come back, but yeah, he didn't.
He was very entertaining.
No, he was, wasn't he, Betty? Now, look, Betty, I'm very sorry, but I think I need to try and get this quiz finished, or perhaps what I'll do is hang over a question or two if we're running too far behind time. Hello, Peter in South Melbourne.
How do you do?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And the sooner this network realises that as soon as you mention the human headline, your phones are going to go berserk, the better it'll be for all of us. Darren, the human headline.
Shame, shame, shame. Do you know, when I was like 12, I thought I would be like a female Darren Hinch, and I thought I could be Hill at 7 when I was grown up.
That's hilarious.
Right, Peter, how is the prisoner whose arrest warrant listed him as Eustache Dorga and who was apprehended near Calais in France in July 1669 better known?
Look, the only thing I've got in my entire arsenal is the man in the iron mask.
Well, your arsenal has come through with the goods, Peter. It was the man in the iron mask.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he was arrested during the reign of Louis XIV. There were very strict measures taken to keep his imprisonment secret. But because no one actually knew who he was, there was this long-lasting legend about his identity. And to this day, no one really knows who he is. It's thought the idea that he was made to wear an iron mask was first reported by the philosopher Voltaire, but apparently that was a misreporting of him being made to wear a velvet mask when he was moved between prisons. But there have been about 50 different theories about who this guy was, but no one has ever figured it out for sure. So there we are.
And probably 50 different movies as well.
Exactly so. I know we did it this week in history on it, maybe 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we? I'll just make this one the final question, shall I?
Okay.
All right. Well, that gives you the hot seat. Peter, for the win, who was kept under strict house arrest in Sydney for a year after his arrest on the 26th of January, 1808?
Ooh. Now let me see.
Peter.
It can't be Ned Kelly, because Ned Kelly was taken to Melbourne. Let me see. What was the year again?
1808.
1808. No, I think I've all my energy has gone into Darren Hinch tonight, and I'm bereft.
Oh, Peter, so close. All right, thanks, sir. Thanks very much for calling, Kate from Yumina Beach. Hello, Kate.
Oh, hello, Suzanne. I just quickly wanted to tell you, with prisoner, I know it went to Canada. Of course, many years ago, I was a tour guide, and I was organising a group, and the young man, I asked some questions where the baggage was, and he said, oh, you're an Australian, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. He said, yes, you sound like the lady out of Prisoner. I've never watched Prisoner, so I don't know which lady I sounded like.
Oh, wow. And someone says apparently the American actor Sammy Davis Jr. was a big fan of Prisoner, and someone even texted to say they used to be married to one of the directors of Prisoner.
Wow.
Oh, there is so many prisoner connections. Now, Kate, the news is bearing down. Do you know who was kept under strict house arrest in Sydney for a year after his arrest on January the 26th, 1808?
Look, I don't really know. And the only thing I can think of is I know that, was it the MacArthur that was the rum?
It's not MacArthur. It's not John MacArthur.
Thanks,
all right. Thanks, Kate. Who would have thought when we began this hour that we would have spoken to someone who'd been in the show Prisoner, we'd been texted by people who'd been married to producers in Prisoner. We also have this from Ross. My best mate's dad grew the marijuana used in the Prisoner episode. It was actually tomato. Well, there is a real claim to fame. And someone else saying, this is Matt, The prisoner guard was my uncle, Tommy Dysart, also played cameo in Man from Snowy River. His wife, my step-auntie, was also in the Go-Go ads. Wow. And then his son produced a song based on the Go-Go mobile. Goodness me. Amazing. All right. And there wasn't even a question about Prisoner, the TV show. Instead, our final question is this, and after we've answered it, I think we better play the Prisoner song again, and then we're going to head off to Paris to talk about the French Open, which is, in fact, it's already underway. Question 20 is this: who was kept under strict house arrest in Sydney for a year after his arrest on January the 26th, 1808? Chris from the Northern Rivers for the win.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne. First off, I don't know anyone from Prisoner.
What? How did you get through the switchboard?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? William Bly.
It is William Bly. Now, is this right, Chris? You haven't called for about a million years?
That's about right. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
several years. Yep.
Glad to have you back, and well done. Well done for winning the history quiz tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Everyone knows someone who was on Prisoner. Kathy says, my son was assistant director on Prisoner. I got to go onto the set. The staff and all the actors were amazing. Everyone seems to be incredibly well connected to Prisoner. And things were different then.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.